Hello and welcome back to Signifying Nothing. We took some time off in December because of finals and some other craziness with work. So we're going to be coming back here in the winter and into the spring. We're going to get more content up each day and get the podcast hopefully weekly. I'm going to try to record some in advance over winter break here. I'm sitting here a couple days before Christmas. It's a very cold day, very windy. The wind is whipping all around outside. My cat is freaking out because the tree branches keep moving, and that's basically the only thing as bad as another cat in the yard. We've had four cats in the yard this week, running around, a mom and a couple of little ones, and another one that just seems to kind of randomly be coming around. And oh, my cat does not like it. Not very happy at all. Very territorial. Very territorial. Very cold day. But let's get things started. Recently, the drummer for St. Vitus, Armando Acosta, passed away. So we'd like to dedicate this episode in his memory. And we'll start off by playing a St. Vitus song. This song pretty much sums up how it feels to live under the administration of Barack Obama. This song is called War Is Our Destiny. and that was Mouthpiece with Nothing There from their discography Can't Kill What's Inside on Revelation Records. It came out last year. I really like that discography. I think they did a very good job with it, getting every conceivable Mouthpiece song that I could think of on it. And the remix job, which, you know, if you've read my writing before over the years, I'm, you know, pretty hesitant about remixing hardcore records, but I think they did a pretty good job with it. Pretty good. I mentioned when I reviewed this record that there was a story behind the song, and you'll remember from Hardware Fanzine number 9, you don't have it memorized, that Tim wrote all the songs on What Was Said about specific people, and Nothing There has always been one of my favorite Mouthpiece songs because of that, because it makes me think of a specific person I knew when I was a teenager who was the type of hardcore kid that relied on, you know, people like me and some of my friends that were more involved in doing fanzines, being in bands and stuff, to find out stuff, to get along. And, you know, that's fine. And what the problem was, though, that she started working at a bigger record label at the time, a label that I don't really even know if they exist anymore. I'd have to actually kind of Google them. But the moment she started working at a bigger label, it was like none of us existed anymore, and now she was hanging out with bands and, you know, doing all this, like, label stuff and all, and going on tour, and she had no time for anyone anymore. You know, the people that had really gotten her to the place that where, you know, she could be where she was. And it just, you know, it was you know, bullshit. But that happened, you know. You know, for what it's worth, that happened a lot back then, and, you know, I'm sure it happens today, too. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the way people are, and, you know, you can't really, I don't really hold a grudge or anything, like, oh, fuck you, you know? And it's just the way humans are. They do these things, and, you know, over the years you learn to accept that it happens sometimes. Before that, we had The Faith with Untitled from Subject to Change, one of my favorite records, one of my favorite DC bands. I know this is controversial, but I like them a lot more than Minor Threat or The Bad Brains or other bands like that. And opening up, we had Saint Vitus with War Is Our Destiny from the Hollow's Victim record. Next up, we're going to play... What are we going to play? Hold on a second. We are going to play... Oh, this is horribly embarrassing that I didn't have this up already. We're going to play the band XKI, who are a band that was on one of the Big City compilations. I really like this song. It's called I Hate Everything. And I just found out recently that they have some other recorded material a friend of mine hooked me up with. So we'll check that out in the coming weeks as well. But this song is by a band called XKI. They're from New York City. I think they're from New York or Connecticut. I forget, because those Big City comps were all New York and Connecticut bands. And this song's called I Hate Everything.
I'm man has scaled the grand old face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers and some to folks you know. Holy ghosts and talk show hosts are planted in the sand to beautify the foothills and shake the many hands. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustration.
That was the Meat Puppets doing Plateau from Meat Puppets 2. I listened to that a lot in graduate school about 3 years ago this time. I'd probably be listening to that record. It was there was about a year there where all I listened to was bands like Meat Puppets, Saccharine Trust, Black Flag, you know, SST bands, St. Vitus, and that was a big one, Meat Puppets 2, that I listened to a lot. Before that, we had Red Cross from the American Youth Report compilation with Notes and Chords Mean Nothing to Me. That's probably my favorite Red Cross song. I'm not a big fan of that band. I never really have been. I knew them, it's funny, as a adolescent, say, middle school, I knew them more as an alternative band. They were a band that was hyped up a lot by bands like Pearl Jam, REM. I remember REM really always pushing Red Cross, because I think Red Cross were actually on a major label by then when all those bands went to majors like Dinosaur Jr. and Jawbox and other bands, Sonic Youth and Nirvana and all those bands. I think Red Cross did too, and I remember REM always really pushing them. And before that, we had XKI from one of the Big City compilations with I Hate Everything. As I said, I just found out there's a session of I think it was 5 or 6 songs. So we'll play them in some coming episodes. Next up, we're going to play DRI from the Dealing With It album. Here's a sentiment that I definitely can get behind, give my taxes back.
first that is heard from Munich too, where there was once so much to do. It was once a green mansion, and now it's a wasteland. Our days of reckless fun are through. We'll be right back.
cool.
And that was Reflux from Pain with The Scream from one of the Big City compilations. Members of that band went on to Youth of Today. Before that, we had The Adolescents with Kids of the Black Hole and DRI with Give My Taxes Back. Next up, we're going to play a band that has members of Knife Fight and Mind Eraser. This band is called Obliteration. We played them a couple times in the last year or so. This song is called Fascist System.
I'm looking for a place where you're
that was crossed out with Force of Habit. Before that was Christian Mistress from Portland with Poison Path from their LP. And opening up, we had Obliteration with Fascist System from their first EP. That's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing for this episode. You can check us out online at sn.wpwen.com. Follow us on Twitter at signifxxx. You can personally follow me on Twitter at wpwend42. At WPWEN42. Wait, you should probably know. Yeah, you know that part. That's like with the old home movie skit about not having to say WWW in front of stuff. Well, never mind. So that's gonna wrap things up. Next couple episodes, we're gonna have a best of 2010 episode that might actually become two episodes depending on how long it goes. And then we're gonna try something different. The next episode after that, or maybe this will be before the best of 2010 episodes, I'm not sure entirely. We're gonna have a jazz episode of all jazz stuff. I've been wanting to do that for a while, and a couple of my friends have been, encouraging / egging me on to do that. So we're going to try that out a little bit. So ending things off, we're going to play the Avengers for the holiday season. The song is called Corpus Christi. And see you next time. Yeah.